And I want to try to show you from Scripture how you can come into the same kind of relationship. I want to give you some scriptures. Now, I'm not going to base this on subjective personal experience. I'm going to base it strictly on scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, the scripture says this: God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past in the fathers, to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Now, the word his is in italics. It means it's not there in the original text. Whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds or the ages. The scripture is talking about two different ways in which God speaks. He speaks in the prophets, but in a different way, he speaks in a son. Not the son, a son. It's not a difference of person. It's a difference of ways. Andrew Murray translates that, spoken to us sonwise, S-O-N-W-I-S-E. A different kind of approach. The prophets could reveal so much, but when God wanted to reveal himself as Father, there was only one person in the universe who could do that, and it was the Son. And that's why the Son came, to complete and fulfill the message of the prophets, but also to bring a revelation that no prophet could ever bring, the revelation of the Father. And then in John 17, we have the what's called the high priestly prayer of Jesus, where he's praying to the Father on behalf of his disciples who were with him there. And in part of this prayer, speaking to the Father, verse 6 of John 17, he says, I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. That's his disciples. Now, there are two things I want to comment on. First of all, what name had he manifested? Now, the Jewish people for about 14 centuries had been familiar with the name that we call Jehovah or Yahweh, the sacred name of God, which is never pronounced by the Jewish people, only written. They'd known that name. That was not something new to them. What was the name that Jesus manifested to his disciples? If you read the prayer, you'll find it's the name Father. And it occurs 6 times in that chapter. Jesus came to manifest the name of the Father. And the word manifest is important. He didn't just come to talk about it, he came to demonstrate it. How did he demonstrate the reality of the Father to his disciples? By living like a son of God. He was never frightened, never perplexed, never in despair. He never failed to know what to do, because the Father was always with him. They saw in the life of Jesus a different kind of life. They were familiar with the prophets. They were familiar with Moses. They were familiar with men who done tremendous signs and wonders and spoken mighty words. But here was a man who lived knowing that he had a Father in heaven.
Yes.
And Jesus, by his whole life, from beginning to end, manifested the name Father. That's why he came. That's why God sent him. Because only a son can reveal the Father. The prophets can speak about him, teach about him, but they cannot reveal him. They cannot manifest him. And then in Matthew 11 and verse 27, Jesus is speaking, and he says, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and he to whom the Son wills to reveal him. So, no one knows the Son but the Father, and no one knows the Father but the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal the Father. So I want to tell you very clearly tonight, I cannot reveal the Father to you. Nor can any preacher do that. There is only one person who can reveal the Father. That is the Son. If you are to know the Father, it must be by the revelation of the Son. We are shut up to that. Otherwise, it's not there.